Today, the White House says...
Blog Talk Radio.
...to Ohio. Biden also directed that American flags at the White House be lowered to half-staff. Biden has been getting regular briefings on the tragedy in Boulder that resulted in 10 deaths. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Daugherty says police and prosecutors are hard at work putting a case together against the man accused of the mass shooting at the King's Superstore.
I promise you that all of us here will work tirelessly to support you and help you through this process, and also to make sure that the killer is held absolutely and fully accountable for what he did to them, to all the loved ones and friends of the victims, and to the Boulder community yesterday.
Investigators have identified 21-year-old Ahmad Alisa of Arvada as a suspected shooter. The police also released the names of the 10 victims of yesterday's shooting. Three of the victims were in their 20s. Northern California authorities are reporting a possible shooter on the campus of the California Veterans Home in Yountville. They have reports of a woman with a shotgun near the Holderman building. The county has issued an alert for the public to avoid the area. Sheriff, CHP, and SWAT units are on the scene. No word if anyone has been shot. A group of nearly 200 businesses is urging Congress to expand paid family leave in the next spending package. The coalition is demanding that Congress create a policy that's inclusive and that protects all workers equally, regardless of what kind of work they do. They noted the U.S. remains one of only two countries in the world with no form of national paid leave. Advocates are seeking to extend the number of months of paid leave, expand access to medical care, ensure wage replacement of at least 80%, and guarantee job protection. Kim Janey is Boston's new mayor following the resignation of Marty Walsh to become U.S. Labor Secretary. Upon assuming office last night, Janey became the first woman and first person of color ever to serve as mayor of Boston. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition, so to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855 54 Lexicon or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi, everyone. This is Jason and Patricia with the Ecosystem Approach, and we're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Please stay with us. This show is really worth watching and listening to. Today, we're going to talk about UFOs from a very different perspective. As intuitives, we have always known there are energies here on Earth from other places. If they're real, then what do you do? You'll be on the edge of your seat for this entire show.
Woohoo, yes.
All right. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, I know we're sitting in for Dr. Pat today.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, you know, What do you say to people who are fascinated by the topics of UFOs? What is it something that you would say?
Okay, well, first of all, we see that there's a reason that they're fascinated by UFOs.
Yes, that's true.
And we're going to talk about that. So just hang on there for just a minute. That was just a little bit of a teaser, not too much. It won't be very long.
Okay.
But as intuitives, we've seen that there are people all around us who have energies that don't originate from Earth, but from our other places in the universe.
Right.
Now, this is kind of, for us, we've been doing this for 20 years. It's kind of yawn stuff.
It happens. Yeah, we know this.
We kind of take it for granted.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about it today for the first time, really.
Okay, exactly. We've saved this one for the Dr. Pat Show.
I haven't talked about it.
Right.
We haven't talked about it because we've seen people just misinterpret it or take it in the wrong direction.
Correct.
Or see it in black and white ways. But today you're going to get some information that you probably never heard before, and this is going to be really important.
Well, the thing that you and I know, and many of you out there, this topic of UFOs has really been discredited.
Yes.
And by everybody. And it's also been sensationalized and Hollywoodized. And we want you to know that we know that it's very real.
Well, and we couldn't help ourselves. You know, when we first came on, we asked Benny if he had his tinfoil hat ready.
Exactly.
You know, and so we make fun. We make fun too. So it's okay.
Exactly. Well, and one of the things that for the ecosystem approach, that's Jason and myself, we're very practical, but we're also intuitives, and we've been working together for 20 years, like Jason said, and so things that most people just touch on, Jason and I have discussed and even looked at with our intuition extensively.
So let's get into the meat of it, okay?
Right.
People have said, yeah, it's crazy and weird, but this is all about the energy realm. And,
yes.
And the way you access the energy realm is via your intuitive channel.
Mm-hmm.
Your intuition is where you access that, and it's most of the information is connected to your essence. Some people call it soul. We call it essence. But
right.
Your essence has all this information.
Right.
So you wouldn't typically get it from science because science is struggling with essence because it's not tangible.
Yes,
all the intangibles in the world, which are there many, and most of what we struggle with every day are intangibles. Hate, shooting, mass shootings, the belief, the conspiracy theories, all these things.
Right.
Are all intangibles, and those are things that are the most important. And you access those energies, those intangibles are energies, via intuition.
Right.
So, okay, let's get to the good stuff.
Okay, good.
The way to understand UFOs is to understand the non-physical dimension. Now, we've been doing this for 20 years.
Right.
We've talked to people in Europe, all over the world.
Correct.
You know, and we make an effect on people as we talk to them. We've been doing sessions and whatnot for 20 years. And we know that whether you're sitting right next to us,
yes,
or whether you're 100 miles away, 1,000 miles away, 10,000 miles away, it doesn't matter. We have an effect. Well, how does that work? Because we work on a person's essence in the non-physical dimension.
Right, and it's easy to go there. Of course, with practice, we admit, but you know, it's something that is pretty. Well, we've had people say, "We don't understand how you do this." Well, that's not really the thing at the moment. What we're really trying to talk about is how we can help you, the audience, learn to connect with your own essence, so you can see what we're talking about.
The reason we use the word intuitive is because everybody's intuitive.
Everybody.
And our job is not to be the experts or the guru.
Right.
We want to help you be your own guru. We want you to develop your own listening system, your own intuition, your own ability to perceive these things on your own. So you don't have to trust us. You can trust yourself, which is the way we were designed.
Exactly. So, you know, let's really get into it. Jason, what's the most important point about this show today about the UFOs?
Okay, well, first of all, one of the things we can talk about is how people have said, well, I've seen a UFO, but it was there, and then
it was gone.
That's,
well, how is that? How does that happen, Jason?
That's what we would consider interdimensional travel. Ooh. So it's in the physical dimension for a minute, and then it goes in the non-physical dimension.
Right.
So if you want to travel from here to someplace in the universe, if you do it in the non-physical dimension,
right,
time and space is not the same.
Exactly.
You know, when you talk to a scientist, you know, we just sent spacecraft to Mars.
Right.
But they did it in the physical. That's why it takes so long. That's why they have to
Correct.
Make sure they have enough fuel,
right.
you know, and they measure the time and all those other things.
Okay.
In the non-physical dimension, you don't have time and space the same way. So
exactly.
that's the first point.
Okay.
Here's the one of the major things. There's a competition. So here's one of the things that we've seen. And when we look at these aliens, people that...
other beings.
Yes. That... There's a competition from aliens with two basic general motives. One is to enslave and colonize the Earth.
Okay.
And the other one is to create evolution and cooperation so that everybody is raised
in the universe.
And then we can work together in a cooperative manner for the benefit of all.
Now, I'm going to back up and say, wouldn't that be nice if we could just accomplish this in the United States? Because we're really struggling as a group of people, all of us, to be able to work with our brother right next to us.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, and the age of Aquarius is an energy age. I talk about this all the time. It's one of my favorite topics. You know, it's 2,000 years, over 2,000 years, that has just started. And this age of Aquarius promises, you know, more democratic, more... a more democratic approach, more fairness about race, gender.
And personal power,
sexual orientation,
all these
things. But it's not a guarantee, and it's up to us individually to connect with that energy and make it a reality.
And it's one of the reasons that Jason and I created the ecosystem approach, because we saw the importance of us personally gaining our own power, having and being able to use our intuition, so we can not only help ourselves, but we can help everyone.
So if UFOs exist,
okay, which they do,
which is what we're saying, then what? Well, it's a time to, in order to understand, in order to connect with these other entities from other places,
okay,
it requires your own personal evolution.
Yeah.
And we call it, we coined this term, evolved consciousness.
Right.
And what we mean by evolved consciousness is when you start removing the negative energy from your essence. We say that we see humans as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed, and that's where unlimited human potential lies.
Exactly.
But what we've been trained to do is not look inside and develop that part, our essence, to look outside and see three easy ways to do this, five easy ways to do this.
Yeah.
You know, we have all these programs, do this and this and this, and you expect this.
Right.
If you're struggling with the pandemic, do this, this, and this, pandemic hacks. You know, do this, and this will happen.
Correct.
But it's all one size fits all. Like, it treats you like a machine, not like...
And by the way, we're not machines, and I need to say this, neither are... the UFOs and aliens. I'm going to say it that way. They truly exist.
They understand that they're part of an ecosystem.
Yes.
And that we have our own ecosystem.
Yes.
So what do you do with the information? We need evolved consciousness and intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Consciousness by itself is crude and lacks wisdom and clarity.
Mm.
So when we say evolved consciousness,
I love this.
That's what happens when you apply the ecosystem approach.
Yes.
So, and what you do then, so when you relate to these other evolved beings, you are able to understand, first of all, your own motives.
Mm-hmm. Very
and
important.
Then you'll be able to work with them and understand their motives.
I love
and
that.
And that's the biggest part, because then you understand who's here to colonize, who's here to enslave, and then who's here bring about evolution for everybody.
And how you personally handle that.
Exactly.
And, you know, everything stems from what you do personally. And since we've been trained to, you know, look outside of ourselves, it makes it difficult for us to understand, what do I do? Where's my power
yes.
at?
And because what I do with this information may be different than what Patricia does or what you do.
Right.
So you have to understand your motives, understand the other person's motives.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, if you're just trying to get ahead in work, you need to do the same thing.
Exactly.
If you're just trying to have a better relationship with your spouse, you do the same thing.
Exactly. So let's talk about the key points, and then
yes.
We'll go to break.
Many people have energies that don't originate from Earth. Evolved consciousness and intuition are needed to connect and make sense of these alien energies. There is a competition from aliens who want to enslave versus others who create evolution, want to create evolution and cooperation.
Right.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to create evolved consciousness for yourself first to understand your own motives and then other entities' motives.
Exactly. In the next segment, we're going to talk about what to do with the alien information and what we personally need to do first. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia sitting in for Dr. Pat. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother, Christian, went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at HannahBelton.online.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no. Or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Perfect. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia, sitting in for Dr. Pat today. In this segment, we're going to talk about what to do with alien information and what we personally need to do first. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. All right, I'm sure that most people who are listening are at least open to the idea of UFOs and aliens, but I've never heard anyone talk about what to do with that information. So let's turn this over to Jason for just a moment. Well, by the way, he's sitting on the edge of his seat. He can't wait.
We watch true confession. We watch Ancient Aliens all the time. And
yes.
Basically, the premise is that there's all these connections that they make and say, well, could it be that they're aliens? Could
it be that
they're aliens? And it's over and over again. It's about, what if they're aliens? But we want to talk about, well, yeah. So then what?
There are aliens,
yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't seem so way out or far-fetched, but the most important concept to understand is the competition that's going on that we mentioned before.
Right.
There are a certain group of these alien beings, and they're not dangerous. They're not going to hurt you.
Right.
But they seek to colonize and enslave. And we just did a show yesterday on enslavement.
And by the way, listen to it. It's a good one.
Please go and listen to that one because we see that we've seen so many people who are spiritual, who want to develop and evolve.
Exactly.
But yet they're connected to this energy. They're around people.
Yes.
They're in institutions. We started the show about enslavement because of Harry and Meghan, interview.
Right.
You know, that if a royal can be enslaved, he called it trapped. We call it enslaved.
Exactly.
You know, by the system that he's in,
mm-hmm.
then anybody can be enslaved.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter money, doesn't matter
status,
intellect.
It doesn't matter your station in life.
We
so
think of low-level people being enslaved. That's not true at all.
No.
So what do you do with this? Well, first you have to understand the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the competition is for those that seek to enslave and program we call it colonize.
Colonize, colonization.
You know, and it's not like it's going to happen tomorrow. So for those of you that are going to sell all your worldly belongings and hang out in the mountaintop, don't do that. We're not saying that at all.
No.
You know, I can see over a long period of time, that's the ultimate objective.
Right.
And we're kind of moving in that direction. And then there's this other group, which is probably bigger, that is trying to have everyone evolve so that the evolution of not only what's here on Earth, but the whole universe can be cooperative in a way that's beneficial for all.
And
interdependent, cooperative.
I love that.
And we see as intuitives that's how we're designed.
Yes.
But you don't get that design by going outside of yourself,
right?
Which is what programming does. Programming says, don't look inside and say, what should I do? It says, this is what you should do no matter who you are.
Yes.
5 easy steps, 10 easy steps. Think this way. Believe this.
Right.
And that's programming.
That brings us to, you know, the Native Americans.
Ah.
They were civilized.
They had a lot of stuff going for them.
Oh.
But the Westerners came in.
The Westerners
and said,
came in.
We're going to civilize you. We're going to...
My way is the only way.
And they were slightly more involved in a lot of different ways. We had rifles, right? They didn't have rifles at the time.
That's true.
We were able to work with metals and things and create tools that they didn't have.
Well, the American Indians didn't need those tools because they had perfected their tools not only for eating but how to hunt and survive.
Well, I guess you could argue about that because maybe they used those tools in a beneficial way.
Yes.
Because it was better than what they had, but they also had a sustainable culture that I'm not sure that we have right now as Westerners.
Oh yeah,
we're not doing so well in that department.
So we need to understand good versus evil here. If you could help with that.
People have asked us about this for so long.
Yes.
What's the difference between good versus evil? Well, the problem is it's way too black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And if you understand this competition between enslavement,
mm-hmm.
colonization, and evolution for everybody, what happens then is that you can see people who seek to feed the hungry,
yeah,
heal the sick,
sure,
can be do it in a programming way.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't blow your mind, I mean, it's not black and white. And we see people all the time who in their heart want everybody to evolve.
Yeah.
But then they go toward methodologies that are programming.
Well,
it's not black and white.
And you know, I'm gonna give us a plug. The ecosystem approach, that's what we do. We have figured out how to help people discern or decide those fine lines at times between good and bad, or
without black and white thinking.
Without black and white thinking, it's pretty phenomenal, because all of us, first off, every single one of us, American Indians included, we are all now in a programming world. By the way, originally the world was not programmed. It wasn't that way. And I'm talking about when the world started, when beings started being here. But the point I'm trying to get at is that through the evolution of the world, not the evolution of humans, this energy has come in and basically said, my way is the only way, and if you don't do it my way, well, I'm going to take you out. Well, I'm here to say that through the ecosystem approach, first off, we are here, we belong here, and we've come here, but forgotten a lot of us why we're here.
But what we struggle with, and this is the problem, that this is the part that we both struggle with,
okay,
is that someone will come forward who we can see has the heart for wanting everybody to evolve.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But then they'll use, because they lack the consciousness, the evolved consciousness that
exactly.
we're talking about,
yes.
they'll use a programming method to get people there.
Exactly.
You know, and it's never that black and white. And we can see they have a good motive,
yeah.
but they have used the wrong methodology, because programming, here's the thing, programming says don't look in here, don't uncover your essence,
yes.
go outside and get the answer, you know,
right.
externally, through some experts, some training, some whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we teach with the ecosystem approach is always to go inside first,
right.
uncover.
Well,
by removing the negative energy and the negative programming.
And it's the greatest journey, the greatest adventure, and to me, the most fun that anybody can have. Because when you uncover what's underneath, meaning what's inside for you, the most amazing connection happens with yourself. And when you have that connection, then you start to understand your power.
Here's the other thing, is that with motives,
yes,
and this is the hardest thing, there is no absolute good and evil.
Right.
Oh. Everybody has mixed motives.
Of course.
And so finding that pathway, especially first for yourself,
right.
because I guarantee you, if you're listening right now, you are fascinated by at least some of this topic.
Yes.
You know, if you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, if you regularly listen to Dr. Pat, that tells us.
Yes.
that you want something better for the world. We see it already, okay? But how you apply that comes from evolved consciousness. How do you get evolved consciousness
exactly.
as opposed to consciousness, which is kind of crude? And in other words, you can have consciousness where you see that there's a bigger picture.
Okay.
But in order to continuously refine and discriminate with what you see,
right.
it requires a refinement. And that's what we do with the ecosystem approach.
Well,
because we uncover what's on your essence that's blocking it right now
yes.
from functioning the way it was designed.
And one more time, I'm going to back up and talk about that power. When you start doing this, there's a power that you gain from within. And I'm not talking about I have the biggest gun or the hardest fist. That's not the power I'm talking about.
It's not the Helen Reddy song.
Yeah, I am woman, hear me roar. No, it's not that one at all. What I'm getting at is that this power, there's a power that is within. All of us have it. And it's this power, and there's a knowing that comes with this power of, I know this, and I can see things out here that they don't know. Is it? And here's the question, is it my job to help them with that information?
Yes.
So
when we, and by the way, if you're getting a little nudge right now, if you're getting a little tingle in your gut, in your heart, wherever that is, it's a message. So if this sounds like it's, you know, you want to be more involved, you want to use the ecosystem approach, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org,
right,
and sign up for our free section.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll get a weekly clearing list, and we're going to do clearings at the end, but we want to invite you. Here's the story about, you know, we constantly go and talk to aliens.
Yes, we do.
You know, some people call them star seeds. That's another way of saying it.
Yes.
And get information.
Mm-hmm.
What are they telling us? Well, they're telling us that those that seek to help us evolve,
right,
and cooperate,
mm-hmm,
they're kind of losing right now. And it's kind of easy to see in the world that that's the way it is. There's a lot of pushback. There's a lot of positive things that are trying to be moved forward, but there's a lot of pushback.
Exactly.
Again, the Me Too movement, Black Lives Matter, you know, the Asian prejudice,
mm-hmm,
and just the addiction in the world from all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of pushback.
Food, drugs, and bad relationships. Go ahead.
But it's not the end.
No, and
it's, you know, not over.
Oh,
yet.
Not by any means at all. And so here's my question to you: do you want to be part of making a difference and helping the world, yourself, and the world evolve, or you just want to sit back and go, "Well, what, I'm going to let somebody else do it. It doesn't matter to me." The truth is, it should matter to you, and it does. It definitely matters to us.
Well, this is what we see.
Okay,
is that if you uncover your essence. Especially if you're listening right now,
yes,
to uncover your essence, you're gonna know what you were here to do,
yeah,
what you were sent here to
cool.
do,
yes.
And that information is encoded.
Yes, it is.
In your essence,
yes.
It's not encoded out here.
Yes,
you're not gonna get. It's not gonna be an ancient text or some being coming.
Some tablets.
Yeah,
yes,
coming
yes.
down. A little green
yes.
man whispering in your ear. You know, it's not going to happen that way. It's,
yes,
it's
exactly.
right in here already.
Right, exactly.
So how do you get there? The ecosystem approach.
Exactly.
Go to our website right now and sign up for our free section, theecosystemapproach.org. So,
okay. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Don't make evolved beings gods. Develop your own evolution. We didn't talk much about that.
We didn't. We'll do that next segment.
Yes. Programming creates intellectual smarts, but is enslaving, and it disconnects you from essence.
Mm, your own essence. Yes.
Yes. Evolved consciousness and intuition creates channels for communication to the non-physical dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to create your own evolution and communicate directly.
Okay. In the next segment, we're going to show you some exercises to become aware of your essence and if it has alien roots.
Ooh.
And then what to do with that information. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Thank you for that opportunity, Dr. Pat. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. During all Care Hero journeys, the need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge Care Heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. Just as every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop, my family's Care Hero power tool was the three-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled three-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. The This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. Today, we're sitting in for Dr. Pat. Thank you for that opportunity, Dr. Pat. We're going to show you today some exercises or help you with some exercises today to become aware of your essence and if it has alien roots. And then, what do you do with this information? We use the Ecosystem Approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, what if somebody is an alien or has alien roots? It's a little scary for some people.
It doesn't have to be scary at all. And this is what we wanted to say in the last segment.
Okay.
But these evolved people, we don't want to make them our gods. We see that God exists, but they're not gods.
Right.
We have to increase our evolution so we can work with them on their level.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, inadvertently, we get enslaved.
Yeah.
Inadvertently, they become dominant. It's not the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
And there are people that have alien roots that when they uncover that stuff that's inside,
right,
they don't get this, well, we're supposed to take over the world. They get this, let's help everybody else evolve.
Well, Jason, can I use my own personal story
for
this? When I met Jason, he was really working with this stuff, and I remember his first reading that he ever did with me. He informed me that I had alien roots. And at first I went, oh my gosh, huh? But then when I took a breath and then sat with it for a moment, I see how I had this understanding about the aliens that are out there or the beings that are out there and what they truly want. And it is not about the enslavement. It is about helping everyone gain evolved consciousness,
you know. And so it wasn't in the beginning, it might have been a little nerve-wracking, after a while it then becomes a relief.
Well, because then you start seeing things from a different perspective.
Yes.
And understand, oh, this happened in my life. Oh, I can see why that happened.
It's like getting your information from Ancestry and knowing your DNA roots. It's the same thing.
Yes,
know your energy roots,
yeah,
then you start to uncover what the message or your directions, your orders, so to speak.
Exactly.
They're never like, you have to do absolutely this.
What it does, Jason, is it gives us a greater sense of purpose, a greater sense of knowing why I'm here.
Yes.
You know, I always wondered, what am I doing here? Well, I noticed that my brothers and sisters weren't asking those questions, but I was.
Yeah.
And that has to do with that connection to the past.
If you've ever felt like you didn't fit in, that you're kind of weird, that somehow that you're not. It's like everybody else seems like they're aliens. There's a good chance that this show is for you.
Yeah.
And what you need to do is not go study up about these other energies, but to start
with
uncovering
yourself, because the information comes from within.
It's in here. It's not
really
out here.
Is.
Yes.
It truly is. And it, like I said, it took me a minute or more. To figure out what does he mean, but what it means is that I have something special.
So let's give you an example.
Okay.
Let's say you work as a janitor, and I picked that because it's considered a very lowly profession, and we don't see that. But let's say you work as a janitor, but you feel like you have this is talking to you. There's something about this.
Yeah.
So. You could see what you're doing is cleaning up the mess of humanity.
Ooh,
when you're cleaning, whether it's in a school, whether it's an office building, or whether it's homes or
a park, whatever,
whatever it is, you can be cleaning up the energy of humanity. So as you uncover yourself, you can also create good energy wherever you are, wherever you do cleaning.
Exactly.
You always start with yourself and
go
out.
Yep.
And if everybody does that, if you're listening today, you don't have to worry about those other guys. What you need to really focus on is what you're doing.
Right. Well, and so I want to say this is a perfect time to remind all of you, get yourself a friend, a buddy, use the buddy system to help yourself, start with yourself.
We did a show about the buddy clearing.
We did buddy clearing, but also help you personally evolve, but also help someone else evolve. And the reason that this is so amazing is then it gives you someone to talk to that doesn't think you're crazy.
So we're going to do an exercise right now to help you connect with those alien roots if they're there. Hold on, but here's the
and
other...
if they're not, that's okay too.
That's okay too.
Yes.
Chances are, if you're listening today, there's a good chance that you have that already.
I'll agree.
That's why you're attracted to this topic. But here we go. So here's the most important thing to understand.
Okay.
It's demonizing, blaming, and black and white thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, we have a whole political system that's built, for the last 4 years, has been built on who's bad, who's good, who's bad, who's right, who's wrong, and blaming is like a sport. Oh, that guy's bad. And if you start seeing this as, well, that guy is programming and he must be bad, well, not necessarily. He just doesn't understand. And frankly, start with yourself first.
Yeah.
It's not about that guy. It's about you. And if you always start with yourself first and uncovering your own energy, and then creating good energy in your in your environment, that's amazing. And if we have enough people doing that, we have a critical mass of people doing that, it can really make a big change.
Yes,
caution, always start with yourself. No, there's no place for demonizing or blaming others.
Okay.
So here we go. Should we do the key points and then we'll do the exercise?
Okay, so I love this. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Having your essence connected to aliens can actually create a sense of purpose.
Yes.
Develop your own intuition and evolve consciousness and validate yourself. Don't look to us to validate you. Validate yourself.
Right.
And then always start where you are and work with your own evolution, it will help the world evolve.
Exactly.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to evolve and express your purpose in the world.
Absolutely.
And I'm seeing
amazing.
That Benny's saying that we only have 1 minute to the break.
Okay.
Let's just start real quick, and then we'll do some more in the next segment.
Okay.
But
so, Jason, tell them how to clear, and then we'll take it from there real fast.
You could be sit, standing, lying down, but when we say and to eliminate, take what we say to eliminate in your mind's eye, in your imagination, blow it into the processor, blow it into that.
Right, and Jacob is going to have that picture that comes up.
And it's that simple. Take a gentle breath.
Exactly.
And then go on to the next.
Exactly. So with that said, and we'll do more in the next segment. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to do... embedded in your essence. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. We're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Thank you. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Upturn Way, soul design for self-enlightenment and self-healing. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio the second and the fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with me, Vivian Chauvet. As we transcend the third dimensional plane of reality, we move into higher realms of existence. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as divine essence of light and unite our voices to successfully manifest ascension on Earth. For information on our services, Copper Art Store, and to connect with me, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com. That is infinitehealingfromthestars.com. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio with me, Vivian Chauvet.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the Ecosystem Approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Thank you for that opportunity, Dr. Pat. We're going to do some clearing so you can uncover your purpose and connect with your instructions that are embedded in your essence. So, Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go. So we're going to work on seeing if you have an alien influence, and we're going to start out right now. But so here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions and the numbness to any alien influences that I have, so that it'll give me a little nudge. It'll give me a little little poke.
And I'm going to add, without fear, take a breath, everybody, nice and easy.
And blow it into that processor.
Blow it into that processor.
And to eliminate my disappointment or judgment if I don't get that little poke, because that happens all the time. So gather up that disappointment and judgment.
Pick it up and throw it away. You don't need it. And to eliminate my fear that if I actually figure out that I have some different influences in my life, that makes me weird or unworthy, when the truth is it doesn't make you weird. It makes you really worth being here. Take a nice breath. Throw away all that negative energy. You don't need it.
We've had so many people, you know, again, we've been doing this for 20 years, that have come to us and say, well, there must be something wrong with me, because they say, in essence, they don't say this, they don't use this word, but I can't be programmed very well.
Yeah.
I didn't do well in school,
right.
Or I didn't follow the instructions very
right.
well,
yeah.
Or I didn't play the game very well. And here's what I have to say to you guys. You're not supposed to. You weren't designed that way. Programming is the way we're the way we're taught in this world, the way we get good grades, is not natural to where the humans are designed.
Exactly.
So here we go. And to eliminate any shame and guilt that I feel that says there's something wrong with me.
Right.
There's something inherently wrong with me because I couldn't be programmed. Take up that guilt and shame
and throw it away.
That unworthiness.
Exactly. So, and here's something else. Because of the programming, and to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can stop treating myself like a machine and keep holding myself back. The truth is, uncover those machine behaviors and keep going. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that in reality I'm an ecosystem, and that's where I'm going to thrive.
Exactly.
That's where I'm going to have unlimited potential, not by programming myself like
right.
a machine.
Right.
Take a breath. Get rid of those veils and illusions right now, those misconceptions.
Exactly. And to eliminate the false belief that says I always have to look outside of myself for information, when the truth is, the information that you need is on the inside. Take a breath.
So here's a big one. And to eliminate that judgment I have about myself that I've been carrying all my life, because I've been discredited, because I'm weird, because somehow I'm different,
yes.
that somehow I didn't fit into the family that I
yes.
I was born into.
Yes.
And I always felt there was something wrong with me, when the truth is, it may be that you were here to do something grander, and you just
were the information that you were given.
Right. And this other competition, these energies with the competition, don't want you to come forward.
Exactly.
So,
take a breath.
So I can see that unworthiness didn't really apply to me.
Take another breath.
And to eliminate the hurt and shame, so I can see that just because I'm strange, it may mean because I'm special, not weird or bad.
Exactly, exactly. And so, you know, one of the things I want to do is I want to activate some life force. And by the way, life force is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. Follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy, so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. And that includes clarity, awareness, objectivity, and creativity.
About who I am.
About who I am. Exactly. Take a breath. Nice and easy. Let it come in through the top of your head. Remember, it's energy. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Turn it around, any negative energies left over, and let that life force energy remove that yucky energy that's stopping you from who you are. Take a breath.
And to activate life force, so that part of me that maybe have an alien influence can can light up right now.
Yeah.
I can feel it. I can see it. I can get a little nudge.
Right.
I can get a little sign.
Right.
A lot of times people look for a sign, but they look for a big billboard that's flashing, you know, 24/7
exactly.
Like Vegas.
Yeah.
Usually it's like a little nightlight. Okay.
Yeah. Or if that. Sometimes.
Or they're looking over here,
yes.
The little nudge is over here.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So, and to eliminate, let's do this first.
Okay.
And to eliminate any preconceived notion or rules I have about where that nudge comes from,
yes.
Where that communication comes from.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And I'm going to add, and to eliminate any fear about that nudge. Take a breath.
Yes.
Activate that life force. Let it come all the way in. Let that life force feed you.
So here we go. And to activate life force so that that part of me that has that influence can light up
yes,
right now.
Exactly. So, and to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, aware, have creativity and objectivity, have fun with this newfound possibility, and know that I am here for something bigger than myself, but all of it starts with me and the information is within. Nice and easy. Activate that life force. Let it go all the way in through the top of your head, all the way down to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy left over. You know, there's always stuff left over. Blow it out. All right. Jason, I realize that we're doing Dr. Pat's show
yep.
today, but we want to urge all of you to join our show as well next week. And what is that? What is the subject going to be next week?
So next week it's going to be, this is kind of related, it's the archaeology for your life.
Oh.
We were watching Netflix and we saw this movie called Dig. And it just sparked us because, you know, you're digging up the past. You dig up the past, and it's fascinating. We thought it was fascinating.
Yes.
But the most important archaeology you could ever do is for yourself.
Oh, I love
so
that.
If you go inside and start uncovering
yes.
the story of your life
yes.
and clearing away the programming and the numbness and the blocks to your memory, yes. That's where it's going to come from.
Exactly.
So our next show, you want to tell us when our next show is?
Our next show is next Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. But also, Jason, why is the ecosystem approach so important for me personally and those out there?
So if you got a nudge today,
mm-hmm.
or even if you didn't but you want to keep trying, because
yeah.
this is cumulative, so keep clearing it.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
rewind this and watch it again,
yes.
do the clearings again,
yes.
and if you get that nudge and you say, okay, this is for me, this is what I've always wanted.
Right.
Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org.
And there'll be more clearings there, won't there?
Not on the website.
Oh,
but if you check off for the newsletter,
there you go.
Every week we send a newsletter and it has clearings
yeah.
for the topic that we were doing.
Yeah.
And a lot of our clients take those clearings, put them on their phone, and do them all during the week.
Right.
Because clearing is always cumulative. The more you do it, the better it is.
Right.
And it helps uncover that part of you that's been numb and turned off for so long. So go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org,
mm-hmm.
and sign up. It's
okay.
free. It's easy.
Okay.
Listen to our show every week.
Okay.
It's free. It's easy. And we tell you how to apply the ecosystem approach
okay.
in all different ways of your life.
One more thing. What about Facebook?
So if you go to Facebook, and our Facebook page is theecosystemapproach.org, and you can go there. You can watch the video for our show today and,
right.
and our other shows. And please like me. You know, I don't want to beg, but I really appreciate the likes. It's always
yes,
nice
yes.
to get the likes.
And if you have any comments for us,
You can send us an email at hello@theecosystemapproach.org. We'd
okay.
love to hear your comments, show suggestions, how this has affected you. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, and like I said, any questions would be, that's great.
Yes.
So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dr. Pat's show, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
The
views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Town. Well, good thing, folks. So far, no major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. We do have some slowing and a stop-and-go issue on Highway 99 northbound, southbound at the First Avenue Bridge. Of course, that's all the lanes. They've been closed due to boat traffic in that area, so the bridge was up. Now it's down. Maybe a 20 or 30-minute delay, again, around 99 northbound, southbound at the First Avenue Bridge. Just a heads-up to you there. But that's all right. Stay tuned, because coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, and Into the Fire with Coach Christine Clark. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden calls the deadly mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, devastating.
Joe and I are devastated. The feeling, I just can't imagine how the families are feeling, the victims whose futures were stolen from them.
Speaking at the White House, Biden noted he has received extensive briefings on the tragedy. He said too many families and communities have been scarred by gun violence. 10 people were killed in Boulder, including a police officer. The suspected shooter is in custody and faces multiple counts of murder. The massacre in Boulder followed a series of deadly shootings in the Atlanta area last week. The CHP says it has no reports of any shots being fired on the campus of the California Veterans Home in Yountville, but they're still searching for a possibly armed person. In a statement, the patrol says it received a 911 call about 7:30 this morning of a woman with a shotgun near the Holderman building. No suspect or weapon has been found yet, but law enforcement teams continue going from building to building. The county has issued a Nixle alert for the public to continue avoiding the area. Senators are looking for ways to stop deadly gun violence. While Democrat Richard Durbin of Illinois wants new legislation around guns, Republicans like Ted Cruz of Texas say law-abiding citizens should still be allowed to carry firearms. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley said all voices and perspectives should be considered when talking about reducing gun violence. Jury selection in the trial of Derek Chauvin is over. Chauvin is the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. All jurors have been seated, and opening statements are scheduled for Monday. The New York State Assembly is getting an update on Governor Andrew Cuomo's impeachment probe. Attorneys from Davis, Polk, and Wardell were speaking with the Judiciary Committee on the investigation of sexual misconduct accusations from at least 8 women. However, Cuomo continues to deny any wrongdoing, saying yesterday he has no plans to resign despite growing calls to step down. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see partly cloudy skies today and a few sun breaks. High temperatures around 52, 53 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds. Low temperatures dropping down to about 41. Through the overnight and leading into Wednesday, more clouds, rain at times. High temperatures by Wednesday afternoon, 49, 50 degrees. Wednesday night, clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures back down to about 42. Thursday, partly sunny skies and a few sun breaks. High temperatures around 53.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next.
to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, I am Christine Clark and co-hosting, filling in for Dr. Pat. And as she continues to recover from her knee surgery, wanted to send some good positive energy out to Dr. Pat. So all of you folks that are listening, we're going to do a deep breath in. We're going to fill that breath with energy and healing, and then we're going to blow that out to Dr. Pat. So this is for you, Dr. Pat. Take a deep breath in. Fill with the energy, with the healing, and blow that out. There we go. That's for you. I am Coach Christine Clark. My company is SunGlow Transformation. You can find me on the web at sunglowtransformation.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at SunGlow Transformation. Today we're going to talk about what happens when the call comes to step up your game, fill a new role, work at a higher level, become partner. And, of course, we want to say yes. We want to step into that. So you say yes, and then you got to figure it out. So today we're going to talk about, in The Forging of Life, Truth and Creation of Katana, what it takes to tap into your significance, to anchor and confirm who you are, what you're about, so that you can claim life of fulfillment and abundance, especially when the opportunity steps up and gives you that door to walk through. So I want to talk about Forging of Life, Truth in the Creation of Katana. For me, this is a metaphor that works so very well. My husband is the maker of the Japanese-style sword blades. A katana is a samurai sword. It is a Japanese-style sword blade. If you've seen Tom Cruise in The Last Samurai or Keanu Reeves in 47 Ronins or Ronin, or, heaven forbid, the Kill Bill movies, you have seen a katana. Those are the Japanese-style sword blades. And the process to create a katana starts with a billet of steel. It's drawn out. It is pre-curved and edges put on it. It goes through a thermal cycling. It goes through grinding. And then eventually it gets full polished and mounted to become that amazing work of art that is a highly functional tool. And I love the metaphor of forging a life, the truth in katana, because there is so much in our society that idolizes quick and easy and fast. And the truth is that to really claim a life of significance, to really thrive, it takes work, it takes time. And the process to make a katana takes work, it takes time. There's a lot of steps, and we have to walk through all of them to be able to have what we want, have that vision that we've created in our head. And it all starts with drawing the billet out, the initial forging. The billet of steel goes into the fire, it gets really hot, and then it goes under the hammer, and it gets drawn out into this long cylindrical piece. For us, our drawing out happens from birth on, and we experience life. We are formed. We are put into the fire. We are hammered on a little bit. And all of these stories, all the experiences, in truth, are helping us be who we are meant to be, learn the lessons that we have to learn in order to claim what we are looking for, claim what we want to create in our life and in our business. And I want to share just a couple of stories from my own life experience. And just as I was putting this show together, thinking about what I want to talk about, what do I want to share with you today? And first one is when I was in college, my brother and my father took my sister and I, along with our then boyfriends, to northern Minnesota. We went into the Boundary Water Canoe Area Wilderness, where you backpack and canoe in. And we fell in love with the wilderness. We fell in love with the trip. And we went back time and again, year after year after year. One of the years when we were coming back out of our stay in the wilderness, we'd been in for a week, we had really strong headwinds. And we got to the final lake, which was a huge, wide, open space. And the water was being blown so much that we had a 3-foot chop on this lake, which is a lot when you're sitting in a Kevlar lightweight canoe. That's a lot of motion in the water. And the lake was very large, very long. And we decided, well, this is our last day. We need to get out. We're going to do it. And in the water, every so often, there were rocks that would stick up out of the water, like little teeny tiny islands. And so we set off from the shore we were on, heading for the landing, and went for the first set of rocks. And it took all the strength we had. I remember I was kneeling in the front of the canoe, plunging my paddle as far into the water as I could, giving it all I could have. And we made it to the first set of rocks. And there we were able to catch our breath, breathe a little bit, and then set out again. And it took us 3 tries to move from that first set, because every time the nose of the canoe got past the rocks, the wind would catch us and spin us around. And finally, we were able to straighten out, be straight into the waves, because if you got caught sideways, it was enough that it could roll us, dump us in the water. And we got to the second set of rocks, and then we got to the shore, and we were able to pull the canoes up onto the land, and we made it. We were exhausted, we were enthralled, we were excited, and we made it. The other story I want to share with you is when I left corporate America to become a solo entrepreneur. I was working as an underwriter for auto and home insurance, been doing that for 7 years, putting in 50 and 60 hour weeks. And when my first son was born, I suddenly realized I didn't want to be in corporate anymore. I didn't want to be working 50 and 60 hours a week and have someone else raise my little one. I had started in direct sales that same year, and I figured I could make that work. I had not done the smart thing of building my direct sales business to replace my salary. I just knew I needed out. And so I hopped off corporate ladder, and I learned to tread water. I learned how to swim. I sunk a little bit. I came back up. And for the next 30 plus years, I made the solo entrepreneurship work so that I could be home, raise my kids, and not be working 60 and 70 hours a week in an office job. Those two stories for me solidified several things about who I am and what I'm capable of. I am, let's say, not very risk adverse. I am willing to risk. I am willing to step out. I'm willing to go for it. And that when I do, yes, it's scary. Yes, it can be tumultuous. And I make it. I figure out how to make it, and we keep on going. So what I wanted to talk about, what I want to share with you, is that the stories of our life, it's not about the events. It's about the stories we tell ourselves. I could very well have decided that going across that water was probably one of the dumbest things I'd ever done, and I would never do it again, and to protect myself and not continue to venture out. I could have decided that hopping off corporate when money got tight, when it was hard, that I needed to go back and get another job. And I could have made up other stories that I wasn't capable, I wasn't, didn't have the ability. And so what I want you to know is that the events and facts mean less than our stories. It's the stories that we tell ourselves that carry the weight. And I'm going to walk you through a process, a visualization, to really bring that home when we come back from our first break. We're going to take a little break here. I am Coach Christine Clark. My company is SunGlow Transformation. You can find me on my website, which is sunglowtransformation.com. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook at Sunglow Transformation. I work one-on-one with people, coaching privately. I do small groups, which I call mastermind. And you can bring me to your friends, your team, your group to have inspirational speaking and interactive training. So we'll take a little break here, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about how to really see the stories to carry us forward to confirm our capability.
Exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother, Christian, went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at HannahBelton.online.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days. Naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendar. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Hello, this is Coach Christine Clark, and this is Forging Life, Truth and Creation of Katana. We're talking about connecting to those pieces of our story that help us succeed in life and in business. When we have experiences, the experiences themselves do not carry the weight of meaning. It's the stories we create, the things that we tell ourselves about the event that carry the weight. And I want for you, I'm going to walk you through a visualization because this is really important, to be able to claim the best claim the lessons, claim everything that allows you to recognize your own brilliance, your own strengths, and that you're capable. So imagine in front of you that you have a giant white erase board. And on the far left side is a little circle. That's your birth. And on the far right side is another circle that is current today. And in between is all this space. And you're going to put some X's, and they're going to be all over the place, filling up the space in between. Kind of like a football playbook. I want you to put X's for every time things went badly, for every time you didn't get the outcomes you wanted, for every time there was an argument, for every time you were short-tempered, for every time that you were hurt, for every time that there was loss. And if you fill up that space with all these negative events, you're going to have an absolutely 100% true story of your life from birth to the present moment. But now I want you to take a big, giant, wide, dry erase brush, and you're going to fill in back and forth. So that board is completely black now, except for the circle on the left where you were born and the circle on the right where you are now. And instead of X's, we're going to put stars all over, up, down, through the middle. And I want you to put stars for every time you succeeded, every time you won, every time there was a hug, every time there was love, every time there was understanding, every time you learned and saw a new perspective, every time you risked and stepped out and tried something new. And now you're going to have a board that is completely filled with an absolutely 100% true story of your life. And the question is, which board are you going to look at? Are you going to look at the board with the X's, or are you going to look at the board with the stars? And that's what it means to write the stories, to support yourself, to claim all of the best, and then live in that to move yourself forward. So that's part of the initial forging in the katana that creates, draws us out. And what this drawing out is preparing us to be able to take on and continue forward. The next part of the process of creating a katana is the pre-curve. Now, the blade gets bent into a big U-shape, and it's done that way so that when you put the bevel on, you have to put an edge on. And so you've got the inside of that curve is going to get bevels put on it. And as those bevels put on it, you're forming an edge, and the curve straightens out. It is the pre-planning. This is the intellectual process of deciding how you're going to get what you want. For us, it's when we invest in education, when we invest in training, when we learn new skills, new tools, when we do our business plan. That's all the pre-curve. It's a very intellectual process to set it up, to create the framework for success. And we set it all up. We make it work for ourselves. Now, the thing about the pre-curve, the thing about our planning, our training, it prepares us, and it's all intellectual. When you actually implement, when you take that pre-curve and you start putting on the bevels, making that edge for yourself, that's an emotional process. The intellectual is the setup. The implementation is an emotional. And we are each on our unique path. And if you picture yourself being on the top of that curve, looking forward, the curve is going to disappear in front of you, and you can't see it. And as you take steps, as you begin to do implementation, then little by little, you'll see a little further down the path, a little further down the path, a little further down the path. So you're learning as you go. Now, if you have a perfectly straight, paved path in front of you, that's not your path. We love to have the simplicity. We want somebody else to tell us that it's all going to be perfect. We buy into programs and we read books and that promise us that if we do this three easy steps, we'll have it made. And all of that is lovely intellectual knowledge. But you have to walk your own path. You have to straighten that blade one step at a time, one hammer blow at a time, and walk your own path. And if you can see it, it's not yours. It's somebody else's, and it's not going to get you where you want to go. I remember when I was with my children. My oldest was 5. My youngest was barely 6 weeks old. And we were in a hotel swimming pool, and I'm holding the six-month-old, and we're in the shallow end, and my older son is start working his way around the pool and along the edge, and he gets all the way to the far edge of the pool where it's about 5.5 feet deep, which is way deeper than he is tall, and he suddenly loses his grip on the side and goes ploop underneath the water. And that is how fast things can change for us. We have the structure, we have the plan, we've done everything right, and then life happens to us, and then we're in the emotion. And that's why the pre-curve, the setup, is intellectual, but the implementation is emotional. And as you are working to create what you want, things are not going to go perfectly. And then we have this moment where it all goes sideways, and you have to, what am I going to do now? And it's going to call on you to find inside yourself pieces that are needed to carry you forward. I'm standing there in the pool. I have a 6-month-old in my hand. My other child just disappeared underneath the water. And I'll tell you, there were 5,000 thoughts ran through my head in a split second. And I thought, okay, I can't let go of this one. So maybe I can get out of the pool, and if I can put him far enough away from the pool, he won't roll, and he won't, you know, fall into the pool while I'm rescuing the other one. And maybe I can put him behind a tear that's there, and hopefully he won't get too cold out of the water before I can get back to him. And where's that hook? And I had just started to move when my other son's head appeared, and he came up out of the water, holding on to the edge, and he turned himself around 180 degrees, and then he looked me straight in the eye, and he said, first rule, don't panic. Yes, yes, that's the first rule, don't panic. And as you are implementing, as you are moving forward, as you have your business plans, your education, your training, when things don't go the way you want, when things change in the blink of an eye, remember the first rule is don't panic. There are going to be lessons for you in everything that you do. And when we can embrace the lessons that come, release the fail label, stay with the work, continue to do those hammer blows, continue to put that edge on, continue to straighten out that blade, straighten out that path, then you are going to get where you want to go. A real key and piece of that is self-appreciation, to be able to really love on yourself for everything that you do in a day, for the progress that you do make. One of the very human things we do is to decide that what we are accomplished at, what comes easily, is no longer valid, and to always be looking forward to what didn't get done, the places we haven't reached. And so the self-appreciation is really huge for you to be able to stay in the work, to continue to move forward. Because if you're beating yourself up every day, eventually the soul is going to say, I don't want to do this anymore. And so that self-appreciation piece, seeing your progress, acknowledging it, and leaning into it is a key part to get yourself where you want to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that are provided for you. We're going to be taking a break here in just a little bit. I am Coach Christine Clark. My company is SunGlow Transformation. You can find me at sunglowtransformation.com, where you can leave comments on my blog, you can listen to the podcast, and you can sign up for a free coaching session there as well. Follow me on Instagram and follow me on Facebook at SunGlow Transformation. And we're going to be talking about thermal cycling when we come back, which is the process of being immersed and the internal transformation that happens when we are totally immersed in the work. It's one of the best parts of the katana blade. I absolutely love this part because of the transformation. So when we come back, we're going to talk about face-centered and body-centered.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Coach Christine Clark, this is Forging Life, Truth and Creation of Katana. And today we're talking about all the elements, all the parts that allow you to step into opportunity when it is presented to you. In the making of the katana, one of my most favorite parts of the process is what they call thermal cycling. When the blade is pretty much formed and it has been ground smooth, then it has to go into what amounts to a baby volcano. It is totally immersed in this molten salt and held there for a period of time, pulled out, allowed to cool, and then reimmersed. And for the Katana, on the it changes the internal molecular structure, and it refines it from big chunks like rocks into really ultra-fine sand, and it changes the body of the molecules from what we call face-centered. I want you to think of dice with dots on the outside. The dice are on the outside flats of the dots are on the outside flats of the dice. Yeah. So that would be face-centered. And it changes the molecules from that face-centered to body-centered. And I want you to think of body-centered like one of these light cubes with a light bulb in the center. That light bulb is the body-centered molecule. And when it shifts like that, what it gives that steel, what it gives that blade is incredible resilience. So it doesn't bend or break in use. It also gives the edge an incredible ability to hold that edge, to stay razor sharp for extended period of use. And it's part of the process that really makes the Katana what it is. For us as human beings, when we are in this thermal cycle, we get immersed into this all-encompassing peace. It's when we have adversity. It's when we have pain. It's when we have loss. When we're in life transitions, when we're immersed in our work, that's when we are immersed in our own salt pot, when we're in the thermal cycling. And that really, I guess, extremes of life really are those pieces where we change the most. We can get shifted from being face-centered, caring about the appearance, caring about perfection, caring about looking good for others, pleasing others, all of those pieces that don't really serve us very well. And then through the extreme experiences, we can be shifted to body-centered, to trusting ourselves, to listening to our intuition, to being present to what works for us, deepen our relationships. And the really interesting part is that you don't get great transformation from easy. It just doesn't work that way. If we can skate along and float along, it's really nice, it's fun, but you're not going to really learn the lessons in a deep way. You're not going to get them put into your body. And what you want is to have an embodiment of the work that you do, of your knowledge, so that you understand it. When I jumped off the corporate ladder, I was literally jumping into that molten salt. I was immersing myself in the world of entrepreneurship to figure it out, to learn how to bring in income, to care for my children, to balance everything. That's the thing about entrepreneurship is there are no nice little ends to your day, and you don't have the structure where you have to go work for somebody else and then you have your time off. It all gets blended together. And in that corporate jump off, stepping into the direct sales, I had to learn how to hand out my business card, talk to perfect strangers. I had to learn how to stand up and do a presentation to small groups of people. I had to learn how to continue to make phone calls and set appointments and have appointments not hold. And as I continued and stayed in that work, I was in this pressure chamber where I'm stepping outside of my comfort zone continually. And looking back on those years, what I realized is I was getting the body for being able to build a business from the grassroots up. It wasn't fun. It was fun sometimes. It was exciting sometimes. And it was a lot of work. in 2015, when I answered the call to step into life coaching, what I discovered is everything that seemed difficult when I was in direct sales became simple and easy for me as a life coach. I knew how to build a business from the grassroots up, to connect with people one-on-one, to have them experience me through speaking and through engagement. And now I've been able to build a successful coaching business because I had been in the thermal cycling of the direct sales business. One led to the other and allowed me to claim my significance. And that's the same for you. When you look at what you've been through, when you look at adversity, pain, loss, life transitions, being immersed in your work, know that you are learning really deep embodied skills that can take you forward to excel as you continue to build your business, work for that goal, that thing that is calling you, the life that you're creating for yourself. There are two things about getting through thermal cycling that is really important. One is being able to ask the right questions as you continue to build yourself up. This is asking why and how. Sometimes when we are not getting the outcomes that we want, when it seems like it's a struggle, when we are caught up and we ask, why is this happening to me? Why can't I move forward? Why is everybody else seeming to do it so simply? And why is this a chore for me? And when you ask yourself why, you are opening your subconscious, you're opening your brain to go find all the reasons why you don't measure up. And it's going to serve it up. It's going to put a big heaping pile of every mistake you made. It's going to back to the X's on the board. It's going to bring all those X's to the forefront and say, this is why. When you ask how can I improve? How can I get out of this? How can I make the strides I want? How can I get the outcomes I want? How is a completely different question. Your brain will go and find the answer to how. It'll get creative. It'll bring you ideas, who to talk to, steps to make, something you hadn't even thought of before, how to find the time, shift this, move that, step into that, hire this person. The how gives your brain that open, creative piece that gets you the answers you're looking for. So part of dealing with being in the thermal cycling, being in the immersed and moving forward is asking the right question. You want to ask how. Also, there is the post-traumatic stress. That's a real thing, and it can show up not just when you have huge emotional pieces, things that happen, loss, tragedy. It can happen just from very simple, repeated day-to-day activities. I discovered post-traumatic stress from just making phone calls and calling and calling and calling, leaving messages and having somebody tell me no, and then not getting the yes, not getting the appointment. And so there was resistance. I'm sure any of you that are in business understand the resistance to reaching out and making that connection that can get you a new client, that can move your business forward, and the fear that is embodied in reaching out. We get scared. That phone weighs 10,000 pounds. Even if it's sent by a text, even if it's in an email, it's still scary because we might get a rejection. And so recognizing that, it takes time to see that and to know that the only way forward is to look at the wins, to know you're going to get the yeses, and that it's just part of the business, part of the numbers, to not take it personal, to really focus on the win of what you're doing. We're going to take a little bit of a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how to actually let go of that post-traumatic stress and hang on to the positive that will keep you in motion, keep you going. And then we're going to talk about what's in your steel, those elements that make you absolutely suitable and the most unique and wonderful person that you are, and why you can claim that success. So I am Coach Christine Clark. You can find me at sunglowtransformation.com. Find me on Instagram and Facebook at sunglowtransformation. You can, on the website, you can look at my blog and leave comments. You can listen to all the previous podcasts, and you can click on the link for a absolutely free coaching consultation. Would love to have the conversation with you. It's fun to connect.
Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com. Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com. Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendar. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What?
Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
Hello, I am Coach Christine Clark. My company is Sunglow Transformation. And we are talking today about forging a life and those pieces that help you claim the opportunities when they are presented. We're talking about post-traumatic stress that happens in big pieces when we have a loss, when we have things come totally apart, but it also happens in our day-to-day experience. We build up resistance to some of the activities that are needed for us to move forward in our business. And One of the things that we can do to counter that post-traumatic stress is to release focus of our outcomes. When we are looking to be able to have so many appointments, have so many clients, sell so much product, then we are looking at everything we're putting out and putting our energy on is something that's basically outside our control, because you cannot control what other people do. You can only control what you do. And when you reel it in, and instead of, for me, when I was in direct sales, you had to do the outreach to connect with people to set appointments. And so the focus of not how many appointments can I set, but the focus of how many outreaches am I going to do. And when I set the goal for however many outreaches, whether it's 10 or 20 in a day, and I make that goal, then I am winning. I am doing the activity that I said I was going to do, and that is an income-producing activity, so that you focus on your activity, you focus on what you have control over, and celebrate that. So then when you get the outcomes, whether you get the bookings, whether you don't get the bookings, whether you get the sales, whether you don't, what you know is you are doing the activities that's going to get you there. And so then you stay in process, and you can celebrate your wins, and that's going to feed your soul to say, oh, this is great, we're winning, let's stay with it. And you will have much less resistance, that procrastination, that let's go clean the garage when we're supposed to be making phone calls, is moderated because you are focusing on what you have control over. And so that's a huge piece to erase and eliminate that stress that comes from the repeated activities that can hold us up in our business. All of these pieces, the drawing out, the initial heat that draws you out, the pre-curve, the setup and the training, the planning that we have, being in the salt pot, the thermal cycling of our lives, all of it comes from the billet of steel. That's the beginning. And what's in your steel is the most important piece. Look around you. Anywhere you are listening to this, there is metal around you in a variety of ways, a variety of forms, doing a variety of jobs, being of service in huge and intricate ways. And the cool thing about steel, the steel that the katana is made from, and all steel, is 97% of it is iron. 3% of it are all the other elements, copper, molybdenum, vanadium, chrome, and the list goes on. But there's 3% that is a variety of other things, and that 3% dictates what you can and cannot do with that steel. It dictates how the steel is going to respond. It dictates what the steel is going to be good at, great to use for. And that's exactly like us. When you look at all of us, our human culture, 97%, we're pretty much the same. And yet each and every one of us has a 3% that is our unique elements, that 3% potency that gives us absolutely unlimited potential. Our 3% guarantees that we can have, be, do absolutely anything that we desire. We wouldn't have the desire for this specific thing, to do this thing, to become good at this, to serve the world in our unique way, if we hadn't been drawn out the way we were drawn out, if we hadn't had this training, the education, the pre-curve, if we haven't been into that salt pot, that immersion to transform, to become bodily ready for what we want to do. And every one of us has that, those elements in our internal crucible. It takes the process to bring it out. We have to be drawn out. We have to be pre-curved. We have to get straightened in. We have to get our edge. And we have to go into the immersion. And all of that brings forth our unique elements. And you have to trust your elements. You have to trust that what you have inside is real, is highly valuable, and is uniquely yours. So you want to believe in your elements, and you have to believe in yourself. That's the message of forging a life with a truth in the creation of Katana. That it's a process to get where you're going. And all along the process, you have you, and that your elements are secure and are guarantee of what you can bring forth into the world and serve the world in your unique way. You know, one of the surest ways that we test our metal is when we're stepping out to fulfill our purpose. When we accept the call to step up our game, to fill a new role, to work at a higher level, become a partner. Somebody wants to come work with us. Someone's asking us to come work with them. And you're going to feel like you're under pressure. And you might going to feel like it's going up in flames sometimes. But the failure only really happens when we give up, when we walk away. Everything else is learning. And the learning is required for us to live the life we envision. The learning is needed to bring out our elements, to hone our skills, to be able to claim that absolute best vision of ourselves and of our lives. So you have to trust the framework. You have to trust your experience. You have to trust the process. Trust in yourself, and then you're going to be able to create that magnificent, highly functional work of art that is your life and business. So when the opportunity knocks, realize that you have been drawn out, prepared for the work you're going to do, that you have educated yourself, trained yourself, have the business plan, and all it is a matter of moving forward, taking those steps to put that edge on and straighten out the path. Realize that you're going to be able to grind clean and release that which does not serve you, that through the work you are getting body ready, like you're going to have the body for doing whatever it is that you want to do and claiming that life for yourself. And it all comes from your billet of steel, your inner 3% that guarantees that you have what it takes. I am Coach Christine Clark. You can find me on my website, which is Sunglow Transformation. There you can read the blog and comment. You can listen to podcasts. You can sign up for a free coaching consultation. I love working one-on-one with people. I work in small groups, which I call masterminds. And you can bring me to your people, your team, to speak, to inspire, and to do interactive training. It's been a delight. It's been great having you here. Until next time, thank you.